Now open your question paper and look at part one. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1.
What exactly is missing, sir?
I thought the thieves had taken the television set because it wasn't in its usual place in the dining room. Then I went to check my CD player and CDs. I keep them on an antique chest of drawers. All the CDs were on the floor with the CD player, but the chest had completely disappeared. It wasn't in the garden either, which is where I found the television.
Right, sir. Well, can you give me a detailed description of it?
Now listen again.
What exactly is missing, sir?
I thought the thieves had taken the television set because it wasn't in its usual place in the dining room. Then I went to check my CD player and CDs. I keep them on an antique chest of drawers. All the CDs were on the floor with the CD player, but the chest had completely disappeared. It wasn't in the garden either, which is where I found the television.
Right, sir. Well, can you give me a detailed description of it?
Two. Hi, Clara. Just the person. Look, I'm giving a dinner party for my parents' wedding anniversary and might need a bit of help.
I'm not surprised. You can't cook, can you? All you buy is ready meals from the supermarket.
I know, but I'm going to get everything online from a company that cooks and delivers food to your home. I just want some help with choosing some dishes from their menu.
That sounds fun. Can I also choose a nice dessert? So, am I invited to the party?
Of course.
Now listen again.
Hi, Clara. Just the person. Look, I'm giving a dinner party for my parents' wedding anniversary and might need a bit of help.
I'm not surprised. You can't cook, can you? All you buy is ready meals from the supermarket.
I know, but I'm going to get everything online from a company that cooks and delivers food to your home. I just want some help with choosing some dishes from their menu.
That sounds fun. Can I also choose a nice dessert? So, am I invited to the party?
Of course.
Three.
Because of the ski jumping finals, we're late finishing, so there are some changes to this evening's programmes. We won't now show the nature programme about the dolphins found near the Florida coast at 9 o'clock. Instead, Tim Wong's Chinese Kitchen will be at this time, an hour later than advertised. You can see the nature programme at its usual time next week.
Now listen again.
Because of the ski jumping finals, we're late finishing, so there are some changes to this evening's programmes. We won't now show the nature programme about the dolphins found near the Florida coast at 9 o'clock. Instead, Tim Wong's Chinese Kitchen will be at this time, an hour later than advertised. You can see the nature programme at its usual time next week.
4.
We haven't got much time left now. There's still so much to see in this museum.
We'll just have to choose one more exhibition. Can I have a look at the plan?
What about jewellery from the ancient world?
But look at the queue. We'll spend half our time waiting if we go in there. Why not try the rainforest in photos? You can wander around and see all the forest animals.
OK. Then we won't have time to visit Rescue by Helicopter. There's a real one in there.
Maybe next time.
Now listen again.
We haven't got much time left now. There's still so much to see in this museum.
We'll just have to choose one more exhibition. Can I have a look at the plan?
What about jewellery from the ancient world?
But look at the queue. We'll spend half our time waiting if we go in there. Why not try the rainforest in photos? You can wander around and see all the forest animals.
OK. Then we won't have time to visit Rescue by Helicopter. There's a real one in there.
Maybe next time.
5.
Hello, this is Sarah Wright. I arranged to collect a guitar I ordered. I was meant to come this afternoon, but there's a problem. I had to get a book from the library and I've just missed the bus, so I won't be able to get out to the shop before you close. I've got an appointment in the town centre to choose some new glasses tomorrow, so I could come in and pick it up then. I hope that's okay.
Now listen again.
Hello, this is Sarah Wright. I arranged to collect a guitar I ordered. I was meant to come this afternoon, but there's a problem. I had to get a book from the library and I've just missed the bus, so I won't be able to get out to the shop before you close. I've got an appointment in the town centre to choose some new glasses tomorrow, so I could come in and pick it up then. I hope that's okay.
Six.
You're looking well. How was your holiday in the mountains?
Not so good. I hurt my foot on the day I arrived, so climbing was just impossible. While everyone else was going off to the mountains, I stayed and read a book by the hotel pool. Not my idea of a good holiday.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Well, at least you had a good rest. Is your foot better now?
Not really. I sit and watch television a lot and try to be patient.
Now listen again.
You're looking well. How was your holiday in the mountains?
Not so good. I hurt my foot on the day I arrived, so climbing was just impossible. While everyone else was going off to the mountains, I stayed and read a book by the hotel pool. Not my idea of a good holiday.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Well, at least you had a good rest. Is your foot better now?
Not really. I sit and watch television a lot and try to be patient.
Seven.
The football ground. Well, you go along this road until you come to a big supermarket on the left, and you turn right just opposite it. That brings you into Oldham Street, and you go straight on. You come to some traffic lights just after a park on the right. You keep on going, and then you take the third turning on your left at a cinema called the Majestic. You can't miss it. And the football ground's on the right.
Now listen again.
The football ground. Well, you go along this road until you come to a big supermarket on the left, and you turn right just opposite it. That brings you into Oldham Street, and you go straight on. You come to some traffic lights just after a park on the right. You keep on going, and then you take the third turning on your left at a cinema called the Majestic. You can't miss it. And the football ground's on the right.
Nice bathroom in this hotel. Oh, can I borrow your shampoo, Mum? I left mine at home.
Okay, but put it back in my bag when you've finished.
Oh, and I don't believe it. I must have forgotten to bring my hairbrush too. I can't find it anywhere in my suitcase. I was sure I'd put it in.
You had. I've already put it in the bathroom with your other washing things.
Oh.
I don't know why you brought toothpaste, though. We certainly didn't need two tubes. We're only here for 4 days.
Now listen again.
Nice bathroom in this hotel. Oh, can I borrow your shampoo, Mum? I left mine at home.
Okay, but put it back in my bag when you've finished.
Oh, and I don't believe it. I must have forgotten to bring my hairbrush, too. I can't find it anywhere in my suitcase. I was sure I'd put it in.
You had. I've already put it in the bathroom with your other washing things.
Oh.
I don't know why you brought toothpaste, though. We certainly didn't need two tubes. We're only here for 4 days.
Nine. What happened to you?
I was driving to work when a cyclist fell off her bike in front of me.
Goodness. Did you hit her?
I managed to stop in time, but when I got out of the car, a dog tripped me up and I fell.
Now listen again.
What happened to you?
I was driving to work when a cyclist fell off her bike in front of me.
Goodness! Did you hit her?
I managed to stop in time, but when I got out of the car, a dog tripped me up and I fell.
Ten.
Good morning, this is Radio Kent with the latest traffic news for the M2 heading into London. Traffic is pretty heavy, especially between junctions 17 and 18 due to roadworks on the A229, which is causing a bottleneck here. Last week, road widening was causing long delays between junctions 13 and 14, though I'm glad to say it has now been completed, and we're getting reports of a steady flow right up to junction 11. And this is where you should expect the longest delays. Delays up to 2 hours are expected between junctions 10 and 11, lasting right through until evening.
Now listen again.
Good morning, this is Radio Kent with the latest traffic news for the M2 heading into London. Traffic is pretty heavy, especially between junctions 17 and 18 due to roadworks on the A229, which is causing a bottleneck here. Last week, road widening was causing long delays between junctions 13 and 14, though I'm glad to say it has now been completed, and we're getting reports of a steady flow right up to junction 11. And this is where you should expect the longest delays. Delays up to 2 hours are expected between junctions 10 and 11, lasting right through until evening.
That is the end of part one.
Now turn to part two.
You will hear Sarah Brown talking about her work as a television weather forecaster. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, I'm Sarah Brown, and I'm here to tell you about my job as a weather forecaster. I've been a weather forecaster for a television company for 7 years, and 2 years ago I became the head of the weather department. Now I divide my time equally between presenting weather forecasting on television and managing the weather department, which has a staff of 11. At 30 years old, I'm the youngest ever head of weather and the first woman to do the job. Since our news and weather service goes out all round the world, we all take turns to work at night. I prefer that to doing the show when I have to get up at 4 in the morning. I normally work an 8-hour day, and in that time I do 10 or 12 forecasts. Before doing a weather forecast, I study data on the computer. This is the information I use in my forecasts. There isn't much time to learn what I have to say, but fortunately I've never forgotten my words, so I don't get nervous. My husband and I try to have the same free days, but neither of us has a regular pattern of work. He's a pilot on long-distance flights, so although he works hard, he has a lot more time at home than I do. We moved to our present house about a year ago, and he's enjoying painting it. I took up flying as a hobby 5 years ago. I hope to get my pilot's license this year, but because of the job, I haven't been to the flying school for ages. For exercise, I swim and ski, and I like running. I'm really proud of myself for running in the London Marathon. It's a 40-kilometre race and I never thought I could manage it. My husband plays tennis and we sometimes play together, but he's better than me, so I never win. Because I'm on World News, people sometimes recognise me in really distant places. Once, in an Indian village, an old man took me to have my photo taken with all his family. I get some lovely letters. One person wrote to say that my smile made her feel happy all day. People occasionally even write and ask me to marry them.
Now listen again.
Hello, I'm Sarah Brown, and I'm here to tell you about my job as a weather forecaster. I've been a weather forecaster for a television company for 7 years, and 2 years ago I became the head of the weather department. Now I divide my time equally between presenting weather forecasting on television and managing the weather department, which has a staff of 11. At 30 years old, I'm the youngest ever head of weather and the first woman to do the job.
Since our news and weather service goes out all round the world, we all take turns to work at night. I prefer that to doing the show when I have to get up at 4 in the morning. I normally work an 8-hour day, and in that time I do 10 or 12 forecasts. Before doing a weather forecast, I study data on the computer. This is the information I use in my forecasts. There isn't much time to learn what I have to say, but fortunately, I've never forgotten my words, so I don't get nervous. My husband and I try to have the same free days, but neither of us has a regular pattern of work. He's a pilot on long-distance flights, so although he works hard, he has a lot more time at home than I do. We moved to our present house about a year ago, and he's enjoying painting it. I took up flying as a hobby 5 years ago. I hope to get my pilot's license this year, but because of the job, I haven't been to the flying school for ages. For exercise, I swim and ski, and I like running. I'm really proud of myself for running in the London Marathon. It's a 40-kilometre race, and I never thought I could manage it. My husband plays tennis, and we sometimes play together, but he's better than me, so I never win. Because I'm on World News, people sometimes recognise me in really distant places. Once, in an Indian village, an old man took me to have my photo taken with all his family. I get some lovely letters. One person wrote to say that my smile made her feel happy all day. People occasionally even write and ask me to marry them.
That is the end of part 2.